The second reading for today is from Paul's letter to Timothy. And I find myself attracted to that because of the nature of the scripture itself, in which we hear St. Paul urging St. Timothy, as well as the early Christians, to offer, quote, supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving for everyone. The prayer of the faithful that will follow in a few minutes that we offer every Sunday is similar to this exhortation of St. Paul. Today, let us listen carefully to the intercessions proclaimed by the deacon. Can you recall who was prayed for and what was asked for in the petitions? Sometimes, you know, it's easy to pray for the people we like and not so easy to pray for the people we dislike or with whom we disagree. St. Paul also mentions offering prayers for those in authority. Often people in authority can be the most difficult to pray for because of the positions that they hold over us, like a pastor or an employer or a school principal, or their policies that we don't agree with. That said, always pray for your pastor, Father King. It helps him to grow in holiness. Also, following in the line of St. Paul, praying for someone is not always agreeing with them, but asking God to take care of them. Just as an example, I confess that I am a conservative and I am a Republican. I don't always agree with Senate Democrats or House of Representative Democrats. I try to like them, and I pray for them too. Praying for someone, you know, is a way to acknowledge that God understands them even when we don't. Brothers and sisters, this is the will of Jesus Christ, who wants all people to be saved and to know the truth that's revealed in the gospel. I had my last wedding for this calendar year last Saturday afternoon at St. Stephen's. And in my homily to the bride and the groom, as well as into the rest of the congregation of 350 people gathered there, I recommended that husbands and wives pray for each other. In fact, when I start meeting with engaged couples, I invite both of them to pray for each other each day. You know, when we pray for someone, it helps to make us a more loving person and to grow in the eyes of God. We don't pray to change somebody. They are who they are. So we must accept them for who they are, even though we may not agree. But we ask God to take care of them, to watch over them, and to bless them. In the Eucharistic prayer, prayed at the altar, after the words of consecration, you will hear us praying for the living. We also pray for the dead. We pray for the Pope, and we pray for the bishop. When we pray for the living, that means all of you are included in this Mass, not just the intention of the Mass that you often see in the bulletin. When we pray for those who have died, we pray for all the deceased members of guardian angels. Praying for someone helps us, as I said, to grow in holiness, and also is the most loving thing that we can do for someone. I should like to end by quoting something that I thought was rather humorous. There's a lot of fuss out there, media fuss, about yesterday's movie premiere of Downton Abbey. For 6 seasons, it was on PBS, public television. I, for one, was a great fan of Downton Abbey. And in the trailer that I saw, Lord Grantham asks his mother, played by Maggie Smith, to please pray for us. And in her own style, the Doweress, played by Maggie Smith, says, I'll put in a word